Right, let's dive into testosterone today. We're going deep, you know, past those headlines about muscles and libido. We're looking at how this hormone, how it really affects like almost every part of your health, especially, you know, as we get older. Mm-hmm. And today we're looking at a website all about testosterone replacement therapy. So we're going to be kind of seeing things through that lens, you know.
Yeah.
It's like we're getting a sneak peek into that TRT world. Figuring out not just what it is, but like the why. Why does it matter?
Exactly. And it's worth noting, even though we think of testosterone as like the male hormone, right? It's actually super important for women too. It's not just a guy thing.
Okay, so myth busted right away.
Yeah.
Not just for the guys. But I gotta admit, you know, when I think testosterone, I'm still picturing like weight rooms and those energy drinks.
Well, you're not totally off, but it really does go way deeper. Testosterone affects so many things you wouldn't believe. Like, did you know it even plays a role in your heart and your immune system?
Wait, seriously? I thought it was just muscle mass and, you know.
Those are definitely big ones for sure. But this website, it lists all these other things testosterone is doing behind the scenes. For example, it helps keep your arteries healthy. That means better blood flow, right? So lower risk of heart problems.
So like a secret weapon for your heart, that's not something you hear every day.
Right. And there's more. It even helps your skin stay hydrated. And it regulates inflammation, which is like huge for your immune system.
Okay, now this is getting really interesting. My skin hasn't been the same lately, and I feel like I'm always getting sick. Could that be testosterone related?
It's definitely possible. Our levels go down naturally as we age, and that can cause all sorts of things, including what you're talking about.
So it's not just about, you know, feeling a little tired.
Mm.
We're talking heart health, immune system, even how our skin looks and feels.
Exactly. And that's not even everything. Our source, it talks about how testosterone affects your brain too and how well you sleep.
Wait, hold on. Brain function. I knew about the mood swings and the fatigue and all that, but are you saying low testosterone could mess with like how well my brain works?
Well, think about it. Testosterone affects energy in every cell, and your brain uses a ton of energy, right?
So if your testosterone's low, your brain's not running at full power. I'm starting to see how it all connects now.
That's the key. It's not about one thing. It's this hormone affecting your whole body and how you feel in ways you might not even realize.
All right, you've convinced me testosterone's a much bigger deal than I thought. But here's the question. What happens when our levels drop? And what can we actually do about it?
That's where testosterone replacement therapy comes in. We call it TRT. Now, it's not a magic solution, but it can be a really powerful tool, especially for people dealing with those low testosterone effects.
And that's what this website really dives into, right? It features this clinic, Low Country Male, and they seem to have a very specific, like, personalized way of doing TRT.
They do, and that's a really crucial point. TRT should never be one size fits all. It's got to be tailored to your needs.
So no ordering testosterone online and just hoping for the best?
Definitely not. This should always be done with a doctor, a qualified professional.
Okay, good to know. So let's walk through what that actually looks like. How does a place like Low Country Male approach TRT?
So first, they do lots of testing. And they don't just look at your testosterone level. They check other hormones, too, to get the full picture.
So it's not like just putting a Band-Aid on the problem. They're trying to get to the root of it.
Exactly. They check things like estradiol, DHT, even your thyroid hormones and prostate health. They want to make absolutely sure TRT is safe for you, specifically, not just throwing some generic treatment at you.
That's definitely reassuring to hear. So once they've done all the testing and they decide TRT is a good option for you, how do they actually, you know, give you the testosterone?
Well, there's a few ways to do it, each with pros and cons.
All right, let's hear them. I'm sure our listeners are wondering what those options are.
Well, injections are pretty common. They give you those really stable hormone levels we were talking about. But needles aren't for everyone.
Yeah, not a fan of needles myself. What are the other options then?
There's gels, there's creams, you put them on your skin every day. Super easy to use. But there is a tiny risk of, you know, transferring it to someone else if you touch them. Especially important if you have kids or, you know, if you share a bed with your partner.
Oh, good point. Okay, what about like taking testosterone as a pill? I haven't heard much about that.
It's not used as often, mainly because of how your liver processes it. But they've got some new types that are easier on your liver, so it's becoming a more realistic option.
So it sounds like choosing the right method, it's really something you got to discuss with your doctor, right?
Right.
Weighing the pros and cons based on your own situation.
Exactly. It's all about personalized healthcare. No one-size-fits-all solution here.
Before we get into all the good stuff TRT can do, I'm curious about something. The website mentions that TRT isn't a quick fix. What does that actually mean for someone, like practically speaking?
It means don't expect miracles overnight. You're not going to suddenly turn back the clock. They say it takes, you know, it could be weeks. It could even be months before you really feel the full effects.
So it's more like, you know, restoring balance gradually. It's not this sudden transformation.
Exactly. You got to be committed, got to be consistent. And even though this whole website is about TRT, it's important to remember, you know, a healthy lifestyle, eating right, exercise, all that stuff, it still matters, like, a lot.
Right. It's not like TRT gives you a free pass to ignore your health in other ways. You got to do both.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the potential benefits, because that's what people really want to know, right? What kind of changes are we talking about here?
Well, this website, it lists some pretty amazing possibilities. You could gain more muscle, you could get stronger, your libido might improve, even your brain could work better, maybe even lose some weight and get your metabolism running better. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Whoa, hold on. Back up a second. Weight management. I didn't think testosterone had anything to do with that.
It's surprising, right? But research is showing that TRT can change how your body uses energy. And that could mean, you know, less fat, especially around your belly.
So not just about getting bigger muscles, it's about getting your body composition, yeah, like more balanced and healthy.
Exactly. And this isn't just about how you look. It's about lowering your risk for things like diabetes, heart disease. It's about your overall health.
That's a great point. It's not just about fitting into your old genes. It's about feeling healthier on the inside.
And then there's those cognitive benefits. Studies have shown that TRT can make you think clearer, focus better, even improve your memory if you have low testosterone.
So it's not just physical energy, it's mental energy too. Like that brain fog we were talking about earlier, TRT could actually help with that.
Yeah, it's possible. Testosterone affects the chemicals in your brain and how healthy your brain cells are, so it makes sense that having good levels could help you think better.
Wow, this is fascinating. I'm really starting to see how TRT could change things. For men struggling with those age-related issues, you know, feeling tired, grumpy, not as sharp as they used to be. But I think we need to talk about the risks too, the side effects. That's what people worry about.
You're right. We can't ignore that. It's super important to talk about the potential downsides.
So let's do it. What are some of the things people are concerned about with TRT?
One big one is fertility. TRT can sometimes lower sperm count, but there are things doctors can do to help with that. It's something to talk about with your doctor, for sure, especially if you're thinking about having kids.
Okay, so it's not necessarily a deal breaker for guys who want to be dads, but it's something to be aware of. Hmm. What about other worries? Like I've heard people talk about hair loss, prostate problems.
Those are valid concerns. TRT doesn't cause hair loss, but if you're already losing your hair, it could make it happen faster. And for prostate health, yeah, it's crucial to get checked regularly if you're on TRT.
So again, it comes down to having a good doctor. Right. Somebody who's monitoring you, who catches any problems early and adjusts your treatment if needed.
Got it. It's all about minimizing the risks while getting the most benefit.
I'm also wondering about the long term. Like, can you do TRT forever or are there limits?
That's a tough question. We're still learning about the long term effects of TRT. There's a lot more research to do. But a lot of men, they stay on it for years and years with great results as long as their doctor is managing it carefully.
So it's not just a temporary thing. It could be a long-term strategy to keep your hormones balanced and stay healthy.
Yeah, exactly. But it's important to be realistic. It's not a fountain of youth, you know? It's about getting your hormone levels to the right place so you can be as healthy as possible.
Okay, so we've covered the benefits, the risks, the long-term stuff. Let's talk about how TRT actually works, practically speaking. Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier there are different ways to get the testosterone, like injections, gels, all that. Can you break those down a little more for our listeners?
Sure. We touched on injections, gels, creams, pills. Let's go a bit deeper into how those all work. What makes them different?
Perfect. Let's start with injections, since that seems to be pretty popular.
Yeah. Injections are common. They can be intramuscular or subcutaneous. And people like them because, like we said, they give you those nice, steady levels of hormones. Usually you get them once a week or every other week, depending on what your doctor thinks is best for you.
So if consistency is what you're after, injections might be the way to go.
They're also usually the best way to get higher doses if you need that. But like we said before, some people just, they hate needles, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I imagine it's not always convenient either. Having to go to the clinic or even giving yourself injections, that's not going to work for everyone's lifestyle.
You're right. That's where gels and creams come in. Much more convenient, no needles involved. You just put a little bit on your skin once a day, usually in the morning. Super easy.
Sounds pretty good. But you mentioned that risk of transferring it, right? Can you explain what that means exactly?
Basically, if some of the gel or cream rubs off on someone else, they could absorb a bit of the testosterone. It's not a huge amount, but it's something to be careful about, especially around kids or if you're sleeping next to your partner.
Gotcha. Something to keep in mind.
Oh.
Okay, what about taking testosterone orally, like as a pill? How does that work?
Yeah, so you can get testosterone in pills or capsules. You take them once or twice a day. It's not as common as the injections or the creams, mainly because it goes through your liver. And there's some concern about, you know, putting too much strain on your liver if you take it for a long time.
Interesting. So it might not be the first choice for everyone, but it could work for some people.
Yeah, exactly. And there are newer versions of the pills that are designed to be gentler on your liver. So that's good news.
So it's a field that's always changing, always improving, with new options coming out.
Definitely. And that's why it's so important to, you know, stay up to date, do your research, talk to your doctor, and figure out what's best for you.
Okay, so we've talked about the different ways to take TRT. Now I'm curious about the timeline. Like, how long does it take to actually start feeling the effects?
That's a common question. Everyone wants to know when they'll start feeling better. And while everyone's different, this website does give us a general idea of what to expect.
Okay, let's hear it. What kind of changes can people look for and when?
So in the first week or two, you might notice more energy. Maybe you feel like you're thinking more clearly, you know, like that brain fog is starting to lift a little, feeling more alert and focused.
That's encouraging. What about the other stuff? Like, will you feel stronger? Will your libido come back?
That usually takes a bit longer, around week 3, week 4, maybe your mood improves, maybe you sleep a little better. Mm-hmm. And then as you get into month 2, month 3, that's when you might start to see some changes in your body, like more muscle, less fat, that kind of thing. And yeah, maybe your libido starts to pick up too.
So those physical changes, they take a little more time to really show up.
Right. And then usually it's around month 4 to 6 when you're really feeling the full effects of TRT. You know, you're stronger, you have more stamina, just feeling better overall.
That sounds pretty great. But I guess it's important to remember that, you know, everyone's different.
Oh, absolutely. It's not the same experience for everyone. Some people see results faster, some take longer. And how much benefit you get, that can depend on things like your age, your overall health, how low your testosterone was to begin with.
So it's all about, you know, being patient, sticking with it, and working with your doctor to make sure everything's going well.
Exactly. And that brings us to another important point, something we haven't really touched on yet, which is that you need to keep monitoring things even after you start PRT. You might need to adjust things along the way.
Oh, so it's not just like you start TRT and then you're done. You never have to think about it again. You got to keep track of how your body's reacting.
Right. Because your hormone levels, they can change. What you need might be different a year from now. Mm-hmm. So it's super important to keep going back to the doctor, get your blood work done, make sure your levels are where they should be. And your doctor might adjust your dose if needed.
That makes sense. You want to get the benefits, but you don't want any nasty side effects. It's about finding that balance.
You got it. It's all about hitting that sweet spot where you're feeling good, your hormones are balanced, and it's all sustainable in the long run.
Well, as we've been talking about TRT and all the potential benefits, you know, what really stands out to me is the mental and emotional side of things. It seems like that often gets overlooked.
You're so right. That's a huge part of it, and it deserves way more attention. We've been focusing on the physical stuff, but honestly, the changes in how you feel mentally and emotionally, those can be just as big, sometimes even bigger.
So it's not just about looking good or having more energy. It's about feeling better overall, like in your mind and your heart.
Exactly. Lots of men who do TRT, they say their mood gets better. They're less anxious. Maybe they were feeling down before and now they're not. And they feel more motivated, more driven. Those changes can really, really make a difference in someone's life.
It's like TRT can bring back that spark, you know,
yeah,
that zest for life that maybe faded away a bit with age and all those hormone changes.
I love that. That's a perfect way to put it. And it shows how connected our bodies and our minds really are. Like when a man starts feeling stronger, more physically capable, that often boosts his confidence, right? And then he feels better about himself, has a more positive outlook. It all works together.
It's like a cycle, the physical changes feeding the emotional ones and vice versa.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to think about TRT holistically. Like you're treating the whole person, not just focusing on one symptom.
Okay. So you're treating the whole person, not just the symptoms. How do you actually do that with TRT?
It all starts with talking to your doctor, being really open with them about any mood changes, any emotional stuff you're dealing with. That's really key.
So it's not just about the blood tests and the hormone numbers. It's about actually talking about how you feel on the inside.
Absolutely. And based on those conversations, your doctor might suggest some extra support, like maybe therapy or counseling, you know, to help you work through anything that comes up during your PRT journey. It's about having a whole team supporting you, not just focusing on the physical stuff.
That makes a lot of sense. It really reinforces that TRT is about improving your whole life, your quality of life. It's not just about fixing one specific problem.
You got it. And I think that's the perfect note to end on, something for our listeners to really take away from this whole deep dive.
All right, I'm ready. What's the big takeaway you want everyone to remember about testosterone?
It's this. Testosterone, it's not just some hormone that makes you strong or gives you a high libido. It affects so much more than that. It's a vital hormone for your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health. And understanding that is so important, especially as we get older and our hormone levels naturally start to change. If you're struggling with any of those symptoms we talked about, low energy, brain fog, mood swings, whatever it is, the first step is to talk to your doctor. Don't be afraid to do that. TRT, it can be a game changer. It can really improve your life. But it's not something to jump into lightly. Do your research, be realistic about your expectations, and find a good doctor who you trust who will work with you every step of the way.
That's a great message, and it really highlights how important it is to be informed, to make your own choices about your health, especially when it comes to hormones. Any last words of wisdom before we sign off?
Just this. Your health is the most precious thing you have. Listen to your body, be proactive, and don't be afraid to advocate for yourself for what you need to feel your best.
I love that. It's such an empowering message. It reminds us that we have control over our own health.
Exactly. It's about knowing what your options are and making informed choices so you can live a healthier, happier life.
Well said. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of testosterone. We hope you found it informative. We hope it made you think and maybe even inspired you to take a closer look at your own hormonal health. Remember, knowledge is power, and taking charge of your well-being is one of the most powerful things you can do. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.